You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This might have been interesting 5 weeks ago, Lee.
Yeah.
As it is, Leicester assured of safety. QPR playing Championship football next season. No real incentive here for either side. Leicester do have the chance to break the 40-point barrier in the Premier League for the first time since 2000 and 2001, but that's clutching at straws. No doubt Jamie Vardy will be buoyed by his England call-up as well, so he could play well.
Yeah, that England squad was interesting, wasn't it?
Where was Ashley Young? That was my question.
I'm not really bothered.
No? I think he's had it. I think
he didn't make me go, well, fantastic's a bit strong.
Maybe.
It's almost like you're a Man U fan saying stuff like that. Leicester QPR. I think, again, we've said this for... I mean, we've made this argument quite a lot today, and I think it's the same here again. You know, Leicester at home will have a tremendous send-off. They've done brilliantly well. The manager, you know, through all those trials and tribulations he's had this season, has got his team out of trouble, and well done to them. But 8-13, it's tricky to back Leicester at 8-13 for me. I'm really struggling with that. I mean, QPR, what have they got to play for? I mean, we've got people in the office backing QPR to go down from the Championship next season already, around 16s. Such is the problem there. I mean, they've given the manager the full-time job. Whether that's the right decision is highly debatable. You look at their away form, obviously they scored 4 at West Brom, didn't they, when you thought, oh, well, are we seeing something here? Then 3-3 at Villa, 2-1. Lost to Liverpool in the 6-0 defeat to Man City. They concede a lot of goals. And I think if Leicester get after them early here, I think Leicester could win quite well. I think they could win by 2 clear goals here, because I think QPR will capitulate. You know, Leicester, in this run they've had, if you take away that 3-1 defeat to Chelsea, you know, beating Newcastle 3-0 and beating Southampton 2-0, well, are QPR any better than either of those two? Well, obviously not better than Southampton. Are they better than Newcastle? QPR?
Yeah, but the thing is, Lee, that was a time when Leicester had to do it, wasn't it? You know,
yeah, true.
They don't now, and they're back in the... You know, Leicester and QPR, I don't think there's a massive amount to choose between those two sides. Especially if you ignore the last 6 weeks of the season. We were talking not that long ago.
But having the home crowd behind you has to give you something.
Yeah,
Derek,
well, it does,
it?
Yeah. Well, on the last day of the season, against a team with nothing to play for, yeah, it definitely does. And all being well, I'd back the home team. But not of 8-13,
no,
not Leicester.
No, and the problem with that is that, I mean, I was looking at the -1, which we've looked at quite a lot of handicaps this week. But 11-8, even that seems a little short. It instinctively seems quite short.
I'd rather back them to win by one.
That's 11-4 again, that win by one. I mean, you know, picking a goal scorer out, obviously, Ojoa, you know, got back in the goals a little bit, but he's odds on. No way you can back him at 10-11. It's a tricky match to pick.
Eight of his 10, by the way, this season have come at home.
Nice start.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's too short for me. Probably go for Mahrez of anyone at score 11-8. He scored 2 in that win over Southampton. But yeah, I mean, I'll pick him, but I'm struggling for a bet really in this game just because of the prices.
One thing I would say is that, you know, generally, up to about 2 years ago, there was always a fluke result on the last day of the season. Remember that game when Man City got beat 8-0 by somebody, or was it when Sven was manager? I can't remember who it was, by Ben Middlesbrough, was it?
Yeah, it was Middlesbrough,
like,
yeah.
And there's always a daft result, so this could be the match that throws up a daft result, this one. Just, you know, we've got a bit of a sniff about it, this one.
Okay, so QPR for
nil, Derek, nil,
then. At 9-2, yeah. And the nil-nil draw is 14-1 there. Lee, what's your bet in that match?
I'm going to go for Maris to score at any time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.